or rewatching School Days. I'm gonna tell everyone hands down right now, I am never watching this show ever again. This is
until we hit 200 reviews, everybody.
No, I am not. Nope.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Anime Summit Podcast. It's your favorite host of the most, Sam, the Bomb. And with me every week is Danny.
Nice boat.
And Guaylo.
Today, I feel Qatari. Today, I feel disabled. Today, I feel gay.
What the fuck?
I should have said that last time. It's a World Cup!
Oh, the World Cup. Okay, I forgot.
Yeah, the extremely corrupt FIFA with also corrupt Qatar.
FIFA. Qatar. Oh, that's what it's called. I say FIFA.
FIFA. FIFA yeah. For LIFA.
FIFA for LIFA.
Dude, USA advanced. We beat Iran.
Hey, you know what's really funny?
Blue Lock. That's anime, right? Japan beat Germany. That was cool. Blue Lock.
Here's what's really funny.
They have Blue
though.
Lock jerseys. They have Blue Lock jerseys.
Here's what's really funny, though. Danny fucking told everybody that she would watch and review School Days if we got to 100 Spotify ratings, and then we did.
Well, I thought you were going to talk about World Cup, Sam. Thanks for fucking ignoring me.
Yeah, I tend to just try to move on when you're, you know, fucking talking nonsense.
I was transitioning it into anime. I was turning the car. Japan used Blue Lock jerseys. That's how they won. They
so anyways, we got to 100 Spotify ratings, and so anyways, that was really hilarious, so thank you for that. Super funny to me. It's funny to me. It's hilarious because then she had to watch it, and when you pre-hate something and going having to watch it, you feel like you're slagging through it, and it's really funny. So she did
it's
that.
Funny for us. It's funny for us.
Yeah.
We were laughing at her, not with her.
So this is that. This is Danny. This episode of this week is Danny fulfilling that promise. So we're gonna let her take the lead on this review a little bit. And
Danny's
yeah,
deep dive.
It'll be funny. Yeah, Nick has been doing alliterations all night, so just ignore
Danny's him. Diners and Drive-Ins. Oh my
God. I don't know why. He just is
would
doing
you
it.
Say that one was Flavortown?
I think it was ever since when I came back from when I was finished with school and we did like catch up with Danny, and he's all like, name the episode Danny Does Dallas.
Yeah, and so today he was like, Danny
I
was
just
like,
learned about that one.
Literally, just like if you want to see how the sausage is made, literally before we started recording, Nick was like, Danny was like, what should we name this episode? Because I'm going to make the thumbnail for Instagram. And I was like, just call it Danny Reviews School Days. And Nick was like, no, dude, Danny Does Dallas. And I was like, we already did that. And then he was like, okay, what's a D word for watching School Days or something?
Oh, wait,
like,
I already got it now. Danny's Dumpster Dive. How about that? Eh?
No, because no one's going to know. Okay, anyway.
No.
Danny's Dumpster Dive.
It's
School
done.
Days. A review.
It's already done.
Analysis.
It's already
top
done.
Top five bestest.
Oh, God, no.
You see all that SEO right there?
No.
Okay.
Maybe we should put Elon Musk in there, too, so people click on it.
Oh, my God. Okay, anyway. So let's just jump in, shall we? Links.animesummit.net.
That's what Makoto said.
That's where you can find all the fucking links to listen and follow and party and stuff like that. And, dude, there's also the Discord link in there. Join Manga Book Club, you fucking bitch, because...
You get to see some man titty.
Well, yes, but also here is December's schedule. The Sunday, December 4th, is King of Thorn, volumes 1 through 3. 11th is Golden Kamuy 7 and 9. And then December 18th is Girls' Last Tour, volume 4 through 6. And then the last weekend, Christmas weekend, is Golden Kamuy 10 through 12. So
we might not actually meet
Christmas
on
weekend.
Christmas.
Yeah, no.
Sunday
yeah.
On
this,
Christmas.
This year, Sunday lands. Christmas lands on a Sunday, so we might
move
do
that to
like
Monday or something, or the
Monday
weekend
or something.
But
like
come on,
that, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Who's more important, us or your family?
Yeah,
everybody's done with their Christmas shit by like 10 a.m. anyway. It's fine.
It's fine.
I've actually been to the bars on Christmas Day. I've done that before. They're actually pretty busy.
It's pretty busy.
People go to the bars and movies and stuff on Christmas.
Yeah, no, I've been to the movies on Christmas Day. Yeah.
That's fucking dope, dude. I want to go to the movies again so bad. Speaking of movies, did you guys see the Mario trailer?
Oh, my God.
What a segue.
Just, Nick, just please, for a second, just let me.
Yahoo!
You had all before recording. Like, I was even late to start, and Nick could have been geeking out about alliterations and the new Mario trailer
my
this whole time.
My desk is just covered in splooge after seeing that trailer.
Mm. Okay, anyway, so let's not derail anymore. But like,
that's impossible.
I do want to make another announcement, and I'm sorry this is so sudden. It kind of was not my plan for it to be this sudden, but we're going to start another podcast on our network called Anime Plummet. Some community members, including head of Manga Book Club and our mod Ed, started a podcast called Anime Plummet and on our network, and that's going to come out in a couple weeks, and the first episode will come out on Patreon December 4th, patreon.com/animesummit. Become a patron right now. Give Honey Bear more freckles. And, you can listen to that. It basically is like they're going to review seasonal shows that we don't cover because either A, we forget about them.
We ain't got time.
Or B, because we don't want to because they're...
They're trash.
They're trash or things
well,
like that.
I can only review so many isekais a season.
Yeah,
it's like 8 per season.
So that's pretty cool. They're also going to do some other things. It'll also keep me kind of competitive with topic ideas, and maybe I can convince Danny and Nick to do more retro reviews because they never want to fucking do them.
I do. From the 2000s, so we can
don't
pad out our stats.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Nope, fuck you guys, because every time I want to review... Like the Appleseed one, the only reason we did that one was because I just put it on there and I said no changes.
Yeah.
But they're going to cover more retro stuff as well. So they are not going to, you know, we're going to try our best not to step on each other's toes and things like
that. Yeah, they're more free form. They can do whatever the frick they want.
Well, we're pretty free form.
Yeah,
I mean,
so are we actually.
Yeah, but like.
You know what they should do? They should analyze our episodes after they come out. They should do a podcast episode about our podcast episode.
Well, that's kind of other thing. That's kind of what else they're gonna. That's kind of what else they're gonna do too. A little bit like they're obviously gonna be like
drama.
They're gonna be like, well, Sam didn't like this one because she's a whore, you know. And I'm gonna be like, wow, okay, fuck you.
Yeah,
but like
we could do that. We could do like community drama without like bullying anybody.
Yeah, no, I think that's
short
another,
of bullying.
That's another thing that Anime Plummet's gonna do is they kind of act as like our Discord community's like podcast as well. So there's another podcast for you to listen to. And also, I've been kind of talking with Trisha about it and stuff like that. And you know, I think I might come back with a newscast soon. Yeah. So like, I was thinking about that a couple of days ago, and I just thought,
are you gonna do Walter Somkite?
So anyways, I might come back with a newscast soon.
And that's the way it was.
And dude, it'll be fun. It'll be a good time. I might just shorten it to just anime news and leave it at that because I have a lot of fun doing that. And doing podcasts by myself is really fun. I need to do that sometimes. Otherwise,
cathartic.
The other two will drive me crazy. You know what I mean? So like, I have to like, you know. But that being said, hope you guys enjoy that. Anime Plummet, okay? December 4th, first episode on Patreon. And then, okay, so, I didn't tell you this. So it'll come out every other Sunday.
Right,
so
yeah.
December 4th will be the Patreon for the first step, and then the following Sunday will be it public. And then it'll, so on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, like, every Sunday.
Oh, is it going to permanently be a patron thing? Or
No. It'll be public the week after, the Sunday after, yeah. So it'll be on their own feed, but we'll make sure we put that in the links.animesummit.net links as well, or Danny will get that covered. Mm-hmm. So hope you guys enjoy that. It'll be fun to have another podcast on our network, and it was kind of sudden, so I apologize for I would have liked to announce it a couple weeks ago, and I should have, but I was just like, we were getting stuff together, and they were getting stuff together, and so yeah, hope you guys enjoy that. Shout out to King, Mike, and Gizmo and Ed, they are the hosts. So I hope you guys enjoy that. Ed's really funny. King is hilarious. You know, Mike's been a guest on, you know, a couple SmackDowns and other episodes with us. And Gizmo is just like, I don't know. Gizmo is like there almost every manga club meeting, and he just consumes a lot of stuff. And, you know, he's from Germany too. So like, you know, They got us beat in the international court. Okay, they got a Canadian. They got a Canadian.
Yeah, they definitely do.
A German, and then they have a Mexican American, and then King, I believe, is like a third Mexican or something.
King is a person of the world.
Yeah. Personally, yeah, he travels a lot. He's going to Thailand in a couple months. Or
let's
not a month
dox
or so.
Him.
Let's.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, he's
this
going...
This is his schedule and list of fears.
Yeah, my kid ruined it by writing his schedule and list of fears on the back.
Is that Family Guy?
Yeah, it's Family Guy, yeah. Anyway, hope you enjoy Anime Plummet, okay? Listener question of the week, Nick. Let's get into it.
All right.
No alliterations. Just read the question.
Listener lounging
God
legume.
God damn it.
Oh, my God.
Okay. It's really bad alliteration. It doesn't make sense. All right. This is from Zella. You might say it's Zella's xylophone. All right. Well, who is your personal waifu / husbando holy trinity and why?
Can't answer this question. Can't do it.
Wait. What do you mean holy trinity? So three. That means three, right?
Yes.
So,
kind of like the best of the best, like...
Top three.
So, like, it's like a Mount Rushmore, your top three.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Can't answer this question. I can't.
I mean, one of them is definitely Shoshomaru. And
like,
Kyo is definitely up there, too.
Oh, you know what? I actually had a fucking list of this shit at one point.
I am too horny.
No, I had a 3x3, so.
I am too horny to have a definitive list. I guess you could say. I guess you could. Put Misato up there. Misato Katsuragi from Evangelion. But like...
Yeah, she gonna groom you good.
maybe... Oh God, I can't, dude. I love so many characters. Like, oh my God. Okay, so Kai just posted this pop-up parade figure of the farmer Rei from the latest movie, and I just need two
bonus. Oh yeah, Rei Ayanami.
God damn it. Fucking hey, dude.
More like Rei Ayanami, you know what I'm saying?
More like Rei Ayanami.
I actually don't really find the Evangelion characters like sexy, if that makes sense. That's really
yeah, they're
weird.
Just like really, their design is
it's
just so
faces.
Cool that you admire them a lot. Yeah, yep.
Yeah, they look cool, but yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta answer it. I didn't even answer. What do you
okay,
guys?
Okay, no,
answer?
Sorry. You go ahead, Nick. Yeah, because I can't. Let me see if I can think of like one.
Danny
more,
answers. Danny, you said Sashomaru.
She said Sashomaru and somebody else. Yeah,
probably a guy from Fruits Basket and then another guy.
Okay, I'll just say, yeah, Shoshomaru, Kyo Soma from Fruits Basket.
Called it.
And fuck you. And
Makoto, let's go!
Sakura from Cardcaptors.
Sakura Kinomoto.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Why?
Okay, well, if you get
because
Sakura,
I mean,
then
like,
I...
Honestly, like, well, I was going to answer why. Shoshomaru was like, my first husbando ever.
Husbando.
Kyo, because I love Fruits Basket, and Sakura Kinomoto, best girl, because I feel like Cardcaptors is a little bit slightly a smidgen underrated compared to Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
So, it's still really big, though.
Yeah. So those are my reasons.
More UA for me.
Shit.
I'm going to fuck them.
God.
Break off a piece of my dick.
My dick. Was that Paul Rudd who did
that? Yeah, in Wanderlust, yeah.
God.
Pop off all a right. piece of my dick.
He's like talking in the mirror like yeah. Taxi Driver.
I'm gonna fuck you.
Oh my God.
Okay, sorry.
This
Nick,
is why
God.
I can never do like a driving to work podcast because that's like the type of shit I say while I'm driving. I'm just like sounding out words like Ron Burgundy.
Making noises. Yeah, that's what I do during work too. It's
like
damn.
Oopsie.
While I'm working emails, I'll just be like, shipping herbs, Gabby.
Yeah. You're on the call. All right. Okay. My wife was Bando. The girl from Angel's Egg, first of all. I'm just kidding.
no, you're not.
Okay. C2 from Code Geass.
The egg itself.
Okay. Pizza Butt.
Pizza Butt.
Because she's like a mystical lady. And she will pamper me. Oh God, I had the other one. Ooh, I had it. See, I had a list of all this stuff earlier. I don't want too many Sundares. That's the issue. Like, maybe Senju Gahara. She's pretty dominant. You know, it'd be kind of
cool.
Interesting
She's
to try
cool.
it out.
She's cool
from Bakemonogatari.
Mm.
And then we just need a chick with fucking huge ass cans here next. Got to mix it up. You know, I'm diverse.
What about that girl from Aiken?
Aiken, there you go. One of them.
One of them. One of them. Okay, you know what? I can't pick like human characters.
Oh, maybe Winry. Actually, Winry from Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh yeah,
Winry, be sweet.
Winry. Yeah, she's cool, dude.
She can fix shit.
I can't pick human characters for this because it's too hard. I do have a holy trinity for non-human characters though.
Wait, what?
Yeah, no, it's too hard. I have too many waifus and his bandos. I'm too horny. I have like every time Danny mentions a character in like Danny Sen or Kai or Fruit or like even like Mike or Ed or whatever, whenever they mention a character in our Discord, I'm like, yeah, I was in him first. Like, I just have too many, right? It's not fair. So I'll give you three non-human characters that I would absolutely break off a piece of my dick in. Ava Unit 1. And
yeah. Same.
And then Legoshi from Beastars, I would absolutely let him rail me to the moon and back.
Yep.
And then even Danny was like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Why do Sesshomaru half dog? Why not go full dog on him?
I mean, no,
yeah,
Sesshomaru
get that corkscrew in there.
Oh, no, he's full. He's full. Yeah.
No, that's a pig. What kind of dogs have the knot. That's right. They have the knot. Once you get past the knot, though, you're fine.
Yeah, once you get past the knot, it's fine. And then, I don't know.
I do not advocate doing that in real life.
Belstarmon or Beelstarmon from Digimon. I would absolutely. Woo. Hello.
That's what I'm talking about.
Digital sex.
I would have thought you would have went with Angel Woman.
No, I'm the opposite of, so like anytime you see an angel type Digimon, I like the counter version of them. So Angelwoman, I like fucking Devi, not Devi, the woman Devimon. I forgot her name already. Mm. Wow, she's my favorite, and I fucking forgot it already.
Fake fan.
and then like Beelzemon, I love the opposite, which is Belstarmon, and then Angemon, I love the opposite, which is Devimon.
Hell yeah.
And then the opposite of, like, Safimon is the opposite. I love Dan Devimon. So, like,
okay, yeah. So I got one husbando, and I don't think he's been animated yet. And I haven't even read it yet, but I'm just so fucking patriotic that I would do this. Funny Valentine from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Okay? He's got the drill spiral hair, and he's majestic. And his back is a giant scar tattoo of the American flag. Okay? Come on.
Come on.
That's not even gay. You're just fucking the flag at that point.
Yeah, it's not even gay. All right, we spent too long on that question. God right. Damn it. That was funny. All right, fuck you, Zayla. That was funny.
I cannot wait to see Funny Valentine, dude. That is just, we need a real president that looks just like that. That'd be so sweet.
Oh my God.
Fucking okay. Flag scar on his back. Like, it has to be a scar, too, not a tattoo.
Yeah, scarification. Okay, yeah. Danny, waifu and his bando.
Oh, man.
Come on, Danny.
Okay. So.
Who are the best?
Waifu is Kotonoha Katsura. And there is no husbando because
words.
Makoto is a piece of shit.
So, what about his friend, Danny?
No, his friend
annoying,
is even worse.
Obnoxious guy.
His friend is even worse.
Yeah.
Like, no. No husbando today. Sorry.
No husbando
today.
Well,
it's Makoto by default.
No, it's not.
Thank you for your choice,
no,
Danny.
Get
that was
out
a
of
very
here.
Smart choice that you chose Makoto.
Get out of here. Fuck you.
Oh, man.
Okay. So,
great characters. Very well rounded. Good, decent humans, too.
Very well rounded, he said.
Everyone,
oh,
be prepared
man.
For me to do a lot of Bob
moral,
size and oh my god.
They're supportive of each other. They don't go behind each other's backs ever.
Okay, Danny, go ahead and get us going. Get us
oh,
going.
Oh man.
Danny's just doing the Marge Simpson like
Oh,
homie.
Yeah, so I decided to review School Days so that we can get to 100 reviews. Yay, woohoo. I can't tell you how many brain cells I've lost by watching this.
It wasn't that bad.
It was a great show, Dan. I thought you liked romance.
This
is a tale as old as time, Danny. What are you talking about? A song as old as rhyme.
No.
The Makoto and the everybody in the school.
No.
Danny, it's the beauty and 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 the beast. What's not to love about?
Literally, like, oh my god, my brain has been hurting all day.
Okay, Danny, you take a second. You take a second. I'll just run through this.
Yeah,
info
just
real
can
quick.
You just run through like
Sam?
Yeah,
can you
yeah.
run through the summary just like Makoto ran through his classmates?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
School Days 2007. It's 12 episodes. Studio TNK, directed by Keitaro Motonaga, music by Kaoru Okubo, script is by Chabo Higurashi for Eps 2 and 5, Hiro Akitsuki, Makoto Uezu, and Yutaka Nada, and series composition by Makoto Uezu, character design by Junji Goto, based on the visual novel developed by Overflow. This was a game. This was a visual novel game. Before an anime adaptation, as you can tell, like, you know, as I've said before, when they adapt visual novels, especially because a lot of visual novels back then or even now have multiple endings, this has like an original ending. So I think this was decent for having a new ending. But premise wise, it follows the lives of three teenagers as they traverse the joys and hardships that come with being a high schooler. One day, Makoto Ito, he's year one. He sees a classmate on the bus and takes a picture of her because he's like, wow, she's beautiful. And that
was actually a train.
Oh, a train. Yeah, on the train. Sorry. And then
bus?
Was,
what are you talking about, Sam?
Sorry. I haven't watched it in like 5 years. But yeah, Koto Noha Katsura is the person he takes a picture of. And then another student, Sakai Saionji, is like, oh, that's cute. You want me to like help you get with her? And he's like, yeah, dude, let's do it. And then it's like a big kind of like triangle thing. And then
it turns into a fucking Evangelion angel
orgy.
Shape. It's no longer a triangle. It turns into the ultra super Detroit Smash Hedron.
Detroit Smash. But yeah, so it basically, and then by episode 4 or 5, it goes off the rails. Makoto starts just doing everything and everyone.
It all starts right? pretty normal, though, doesn't it? I mean,
it does. It starts really normal, and then starts.
And I think it starts pretty good too, like the train kiss. Oh, whoo!
And then, and then fucking Makoto just starts. Oh man, we'll get into it. It's funny, but anyway. Go ahead, Danny. What did? Let's start with. So that was a production info. A brief history that I already told you is kind of based on a light novel. Came out in 2007. Or not light novel, but visual novel. Came out in 2007. It's...
There's a couple of spin-offs, too.
Yeah,
like
there's...
For the visual novel, there's... They had, like, multiple sequels. There's Summer Days, and then a parallel story called Cross Days, and then another spin-off called Island Days. Which has been developed by Klon for the 3DS. So, and then School Days was remastered as School Days HQ in October 2010. So, and then that's when it was localized in the States in June 2012. So, and the original game is actually been officially discontinued in April 2011. So
yeah. So you can play it if you want. of course, there's multiple endings, so you have to play through the game each time to get the different endings. But the anime, though, it has its own ending. So that's kind of like another aspect of it that's cool, because even if you've beaten the game to get all the endings, you can watch the anime still and get a different experience, which is kind of cool. And obviously the choices, some of the choices in it differ than what you would do in the game as well, as from what I've heard. But that being said, you know, what did you think, Danny, about, what was your expectations going in? Because you hadn't seen it. So we originally reviewed this on a Show Swap episode, like at the beginning of our, like the first year of our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I would highly recommend not listening to that episode, because I don't know how much we talked about it or if we even gave it like a.
Honestly, so it's, if anyone is interested in it, it's only on YouTube. It's not on like Spotify anymore.
Is it on our other
it's locations? On like the, it's like on the older Spotify, which yeah, no one I think finds so, anymore. Yeah.
But don't we have it on it's like on Libsyn YouTube. Or something? Are we still on we're not on Libsyn?
No,
right?
We're not. No. It's not on there.
That's
anymore.
Right. We used to be on Libsyn. That's okay.
Yeah. But like I would just go to YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah, it's episode 51. And it's called Kokoro Days. So, because it was a show swap between Nick and Mac and
Kokoro Connect.
Yeah. So
which we stupidly named those things, like we smashed both show names together.
Quark
into
did
one
that.
Name.
Everything is Quark's fault.
Which like on the surface that's funny. On the surface it's funny, but then like if you're searching for something, you're not going to search for that.
Yeah.
So
right. Yeah.
Problem.
Right. Yeah.
That's why I said like it's called. Kokoro Days.
Also, Kokoro Days sounds like it could be an anime.
It does sound like that.
Yeah, I actually re-listened to that episode after I finished, because for those new listeners who don't know, I actually was a listener way before I became a host. So, and I actually do remember listening to this episode way back, like 6 years ago. And from what I remember, you guys just talked about Kokoro Connect the first half, and then you guys kind of just like went in on School Days, and a majority of the episode was mainly about School Days, I think, in my opinion at least. So
yeah, because Kokoro Connect was like a palatable anime. School yeah. Days is a masterpiece.
All right.
You said the same fucking thing in the episode, too. Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, did I literally say that? Well,
yes,
I probably said
did.
Masterpiece, yeah, but
like,
I didn't say it like that.
I will never forget, like, you said that you will not remember Kokoro Connect. You will forever remember School Days because you said it was fun. For you?
Yeah.
So,
and I stand by it.
God.
So, what were your expectations going into it this time then?
Okay, my expectations were so low. Like, I knew I was not going to enjoy this. I didn't want to watch it. I really did not want to watch it. I was dreading the day that I needed to start watching this. But I pulled through. I can't believe I pulled through all 12 episodes because this shit was fucking boring as hell.
It is super boring.
Oh my
Come
God.
On.
Like
Come
literally,
on.
Literally my brain hurt when I was watching. Because I broke it in half, because this was the type of thing, like, I know I could not just, like, watch it all in one go. I think I probably would have ended up in the hospital if I binged it.
You're like, Danny is the monkey with the, on the ventilator meme right now.
Like, my freaking brain hurt.
Did you at
bad.
Least like the music, Danny? This had really good music. The show had good music, if nothing else, right? Very 2000s, very visual novel-y. I love it.
Yeah, I guess I will say it had decent music. It's not the best, but it was decent. It was okay. But overall, I was just... Like, yeah, my I had a lot of anger. I was very angry towards the end. Mainly because of Makoto, because he is just a fucking, like, dog turd. I can't believe a character like him exists. Like,
he's a nice boy.
He is not a nice boy. He's
Nick
really
is gonna
not.
Troll this whole entire episode, just so you guys know. He's gonna describe each character the complete opposite of what they are the whole time.
Feels good, man.
No.
All right, go ahead, Daddy.
No.
So these were your impressions. You had no expectations, and did it at least meet your low expectations?
I mean, it definitely met my low expectations. Okay, like, good. I knew it was going to be bad.
That's all I can ask for. I'll take my consolation.
Like, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I much rather watch Elfin Lied again than this piece of garbage.
Well, yeah, Elfin Lied is kind of crazy. You know, I don't mind that. Now, if you said like a mid isekai, then I would be upset. Elfin Lied, I can get that, because that's like another trash fire.
I mean, we reviewed Elfin Lied too, and I mean, I do not like Elfin Lied at all as well. So, if I definitely had to pick either one of these, I probably would rewatch Elfin Lied again over rewatching School Days. I'm gonna tell everyone hands down right now, I am never watching this show ever again. This is
until we hit 200 reviews, everybody.
No, I am not. That 200 rating is going to be
okay,
a different
Danny,
show.
Okay, Danny, how about this? Set in stone, it's a contract, verbal contract. If we hit 1,000 reviews, you have to watch it again. And you have to like it.
No, I am not going to like it.
We're not going to hit 1,000, Danny. Like, not that many people hit 1,000.
No.
It's fine. Just make a verbal contract.
No.
Well, you don't know.
I take
first
that
of all,
no
okay.
as a yes.
First of all, stop shitting on our podcast on the podcast. Okay?
Right.
You don't know if we'll hit 1,000.
Well, no, just by the stats. Like, very few podcasts get that many reviews, right? I haven't looked it up, but.
You don't know.
Except for maybe like Rogan or
I mean, I encourage people to try and get us to 1,000 ratings and stuff. Like, that would be freaking awesome. But I am not watching it again.
Okay, then, like, you're going to have to watch Garzy's Wing at 200.
I don't
all right,
even
anyways,
know what that is, so.
You don't
all
need
right,
to know.
Garzy's Wing dub, 200 episodes. Let's go. 200 reviews.
Okay, so Danny, what let's see. I guess, so what did you think after finishing it, or did Nick ask that already?
I don't think Nick asked me that yet.
Oh, I guess you kind of pretty much said it. You said you're never going to watch it again.
Yeah, no, I was honestly like that. Once I was done, I was at like a sigh of relief. Like, thank God I'm done. I don't have to think about this anymore after recording.
It's been 84 years.
Literally, I can reproduce new brain cells after watching this piece of abomination. It's a piece of garbage. like, I am really going to be shitting on this whole time. I was very relieved that I like kind of pulled through and finished it, because I really did not. I honestly, by like episode 8, I really just wanted to turn it off and just fucking play.
So you
some
were trying to binge
video games.
It though, right?
No, so
no,
what
she,
I did
she didn't have. Yeah.
What I did was, before Thanksgiving, I watched. What did I do? I watched. Where was it? I watched up to, 8. Right. Okay. Oh yeah. Right. So I watched up to 8 episodes. The day before Thanksgiving, because I wanted to kind of get a good chunk of it so that I had less to watch before our recording day, which is Tuesday. So I watched up to, I pretty much watched 8 episodes on last Wednesday. And then,
you watched 5 minutes every day
today. No, I didn't watch 5 minutes every day. And then today I finished from episode 9 to 12. Because again, like I did not want to like watch this throughout the weekend.
You didn't want to get, you didn't want to have too good of a weekend.
Actually, me not watching it was a great weekend.
Well, Danny, you can thank all the fans for getting us to 100 reviews and rewarding you with school days.
I
know,
no,
but you
this
can
was
thank
not,
them again.
I'm I am not. I wouldn't call this a reward, really.
This is like when you're playing Mario Party and you land on the Bowser space. That's what this is.
So the next thing on the docket here is, what did Nick and Sam think of it? I don't think we need to hear what Nick thinks of it anymore. Okay,
yeah.
Number two,
just like a very broad sense. Like,
in a very broad sense, I do have more appreciation for it as a work than I did previously. But here's my problem with the way this show gets presented to people. And the way it was presented to me by Nick.
Oh, and I'm actually interested. Okay.
Yeah, so Nick, like, he's a clown. He's a jokester, you know. My humor, the way I joke with people, is, like, really bad jokes. You know, really obvious things that are obvious jokes. Like, oh, Sam's just being a silly, you know, butt face, whatever.
It's like Super Troopers. Our jokes are cheeky and fun. Yours are mean and cruel or something.
Well, mine aren't, you know, like, my humor is very simple-minded. It's very just like, oh, look at me. Like, I like big dongs in my mouth. Run away. And then where Nick is like, if he has a chance to, like, fucking troll you, he's going to. And not in a mean way, but, like, you know, whatever, right? So, I don't like when people take art and present it as a meme. And that's how this show was presented to me.
Everything is a meme now, though.
I know, but it shouldn't
like
be.
All
that
media
ruins
is
it.
Now a meme.
No, because that ruins it. That ruins
I know.
It.
I know.
It's one thing to meme things about a show. You know what I mean?
Oh, and everyone just says nice boat. So you don't like when people say nice boat.
Well, that I thought was kind of funny. Like when the nice boat thing happened, which we will talk about later in the spoiler section.
Yeah.
You know, that was pretty funny. Like when I read about that and how that happened. Because obviously I wasn't into anime when that happened, but like Nick is like, he's such a butt face that like, I'm thinking like, wow, he's presenting us with an actual, like kind of like a okay romance story. I wonder what he likes about this so much. Cause I had no idea what it was. This was a thing that came out again. It came out at a time when I wasn't, this is when
yeah,
I had
2007.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Nick is number one. Nick is a butt face. Okay. That's just what it is. So, number two, I love the kind of characters that happen at the end. We'll just say that. I don't want to spoil it. But, like, I love those characters, and it got ruined for me because Nick just completely trolled me, and I was like, God fucking damn it. I walked
Wait, what
into
did,
his...
How did I do this? Did I, like, not say anything? Was I just
you
like,
didn't
oh,
say
you'll,
any...
it's, a,
no.
it's a great romance or whatever?
Me and Quokka were like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, we were like,
yes.
Gotcha. And then
I still think the best troll was from Mac. He like sounded so legitimate when he's like, guys, Asterix War is actually a really good show, and like he was so serious about it.
Yeah, he made Quokka watch show. It. Yeah,
yeah. I believed him. I was like, wow, Mac really likes this.
There was in the Project Manga Discord. We were like, dude, you never read the Vinland Saga manga, dude. You should read it. Like, fucking Thorfinn could beat. You know, whoever.
Kind of quick, though.
He's
yeah.
kind of quick, dude. Like, he's quick as fuck. Read the manga, dude. Manga goes crazy. And he's, like, 10 volumes into this thick-ass volume of manga, and he's like, yeah, I don't understand. Thorfinn's still Thorfinn. I don't get what's so... Like, he's, like, legitimately reading it all to wait for, like, a Thorfinn moment. Anyway. Yeah, no, like, that's funny to me, right? But when it happened to me, and this was a time in my life where I was just angry all the time at Nick, and which, like, I am still now, but not in that way, right? And so I'm just like, Nick, you fucking, you know, it's like when I mess with Trisha and she goes, babe, like, you know, I'm just like, I'm just like, Nick.
It's like, anyway. It's like Key and Peele. They're like, and I said, bitch.
Yeah, bitch. And it was, and so now over time, I've kind of grown an appreciation for it as a work and what it did to people. And I can imagine what it's like when they played the visual novel. And I'm just like, holy crap. Like, because I went back, you know, like a year later when it was still being talked about on our podcast, I, you know, went back on YouTube to watch like a playthrough of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, actually the anime ends differently. So like, this is kind of cool. But yeah, I don't mind it. I think, so now I'm kind of on Nick's side a little bit. Now I'm kind of like,
but you're okay. Not as, you don't like it as much as I do. Probably.
No, I don't like it as much as like you meme about it.
So,
yeah,
so like, you like it, but you don't like love it or like if, okay. Blind guess. Do you think you're going to put it on your top of the decade list for that decade? Danny's a no, obviously.
Yeah, probably if.
Unless
probably
it's a really
not.
Bad decade.
Probably not. If it is
okay.
on there, it'll
so
be number 50.
I would put it on there somewhere.
Yeah, you definitely
so
would.
So that's the difference, I guess.
Yeah, because like it also is really boring in the beginning, and then
oh my god, like I freaking
no, it's cool.
I even messaged you, Sam. I'm all like, this show is fucking boring.
And like the drama in it is just like there's no really, they're not really doing drama. They're just the drama they're creating is just Makoto being a dick, and then another girl walking in on it. And
yeah,
then it's like, oh,
like
gasp.
There was literally like. No character development. I mean, there was character development, but like it was just Makoto just being a dick and just literally fucking anything, anyone, anywhere.
No, the girls anytime. all changed and developed a little bit. We got bigger boobs.
There's no creative writing to the.
No, there's a little bit. We'll get into it later. Yeah,
there's no, but I'm talking purely about like the romance drama. When you have romance drama, you know, some of those moments, like you got to have some kind of like elaboration on them. Whereas this one, all
well, there's
it is,
a lot that goes unsaid. They don't just directly tell you everything.
No, but like there should have been like, I don't know. It just wasn't as creative.
I
all
did
it
this
is
because
is,
of this.
All it is Makoto
staring at the screen.
All it is Makoto, like, you know, being a dick, and then one of the other girls going, "Oh no," and then getting upset. You know what I mean?
Oops.
But, like,
I
anyway,
dropped my handkerchief.
Anyway, I think it's fair to say that Danny doesn't recommend it.
Absolutely
so let's move
not.
On. Let's move on to the spoiler phase. So if you have not seen School Days, stop the podcast right now, you fucking bitch.
Or if you don't care, like I did when I listened to the first review, just keep on listening.
No, the thing about this one is like the spoilers in this show actually do make a big difference. And usually I don't care, but like for this one, it's better if you just watch it. It's kind of like School Live or School Live. It's kind of like that one. It's,
I mean, there's other shows too, honestly, like I feel like the difference between that one and this. Like
that one happens right away, but
literally it happens in episode one, whereas this, it like you literally have to get through 11 episodes in order for at least to get to the climax and like some heavy drama happening.
Well, it's always happening, but yeah.
So
yeah, I know what you're saying.
we're gonna start it right here. So turn it off. Okay, and we're back.
If you haven't seen it, go watch it and then come back.
So Danny, what did you? So you knew the ending already.
I knew it was going to be like a yandere kind of thing.
Oh, okay. You didn't know exactly what happened.
You didn't know, but you know exactly. Okay.
I didn't know like who was going to die.
Oh, okay. Or who did what.
Yeah, or who did what. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and yeah, I should have said before we did this, like if you Google School Days, like the first pictures that show up are the ending.
Actually, when I Googled, like, Kotonoha...
School Days images.
It's just a bunch of waifus.
Okay, maybe
yeah,
not.
Yeah, it's
not.
Really not, like... I mean,
well, one of them... Okay,
some of them, when I was Googling for, like, a thumbnail...
Oh, maybe they cleaned it up a bit.
Yeah, a lot of it.
There is
was...
one of her holding a knife here, but that looks like she's in the kitchen. So it's like,
yeah.
Yeah, there's like
okay,
not a lot. Oh my god, there's this one. Hold
okay,
on.
Scroll down. There's one on Pinterest. That's all right.
I'm gonna, hold on, I'm gonna
yeah,
send
post
this.
It.
Oh god.
Oops. Okay, let me click that.
Oh, you guys have to look at that.
Oh god. Danny just posted a gross image in the fucking.
Oh, that's fucking funny.
That's nasty. You're nasty.
I don't get it. No, I mean, I get it. That's like the ending. So, is that like goatsy? I know it's a vagine. What
you
are,
know,
why
because
are their fingers there?
It's like prying, you know, it open.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because she checks if there's a.
A thing there.
If there's a bebe.
Yeah.
Poor little fella. Shouldn't have done that. He was just a boy.
He was just a boy.
All right. We are in the spoiler section. So do we want to just do, how about this? How about we just kind of very briefly, emphasis on brief, go through like the major plot points, like from start to finish?
The major, okay? There's no major plot points, man. It's just, okay, like.
So like episode one, right?
You got, he takes, you know, a picture of Kotonoha. Because he's like, oh dang, she's fine.
Yeah,
he's fine.
Yeah, she's hot. He wants to date her.
Yeah, and there was like this little like urban legend, like if you have the person you're crushing on as like your wallpaper on your phone, they'll end, like you guys will end up dating each other.
Yeah, it's like a Japanese.
So
thing.
Yeah, but then he was like okay with admiring her from afar, right? So then, but then Sakai is like. You know,
she offers to help and get them together. Yeah,
yeah. She's like, "That's a nice picture." Like, whatever. Yeah.
And then at the train, this is episode one. At the train, she unexpectedly kisses him as the train is passing, and she hops on like, the next she hops on the train actually, I think. And then so he's like confused. So already there's drama. So like episode one was good. I thought that was a good episode.
So he. Yeah, it's actually that one's actually not that bad. Like because he confesses to Kotonoha with Sakai's advice.
Yeah, and like the sound design was cool, the music was cool. I thought it all fit together pretty well.
And so she reciprocates, and then he's like, "Oh, Sakai, how do I repay you for this? And I don't know how I could, you know." And she kisses him, and that's
right.
Yeah.
And she runs.
I will say, like, the animation itself and the backgrounds are pretty mid.
Yeah, they're whatever.
Like
yeah.
The actual animation backgrounds aren't super great, but like the sound is really good, and like the directing is. Kind of good. Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a sucker for trains, so yeah. So then episode two, he goes on a first date with Kotonoha, and it's like awkward. And then she doesn't reciprocate his advances, right? Because he's
moving
kind of fast.
She's shy, and like, you know, she.
Yeah. Which makes sense, obviously.
She didn't really know like how to react. To Makoto's kind of like
he's a horn dog.
Yeah, he was like a little slightly forceful and stuff. And at first, he, you know, was okay with taking things slow, but then like he kind of
started
became an asshole and then started hanging out with Sakai more and everything. And, you know, like in the beginning, I didn't have. You know, I didn't really have an issue like with the first episode, and like all of a sudden Makoto and Kotonoha dating and stuff like that. Honestly, like it really does start out as just your normal kind of slice of life anime.
But there's there's this kind of like dark element underneath, right? It's not
there's slight
it's
like,
not
dark
like happy go lucky like every other one. Yeah, it's like
it's
an undertone.
It's not like. In your face kind of thing. The one thing that I like really had a problem with was Makoto didn't even like break up with Kotonoha. Like,
yeah, no.
Literally,
no.
He just led her on.
Yeah,
he literally
just
leading her
it.
On and everything, and just like avoiding her.
Hey, that's a good strategy, avoidance.
And no, it is not a good strategy. No.
So what are we? I don't know. I got to run.
You're my boyfriend, right? Oh, my train's about to leave.
Oh, sorry. What was that? Yeah, I got to go.
What? What was that?
Yeah, like there's no And I don't know, you know, that might have been something where it was different in the visual novel. I don't remember. But, like, obviously, yeah, like, he like, starts doing stuff with Sakai. And yeah, then he never just, like, breaks up with, like, he Scott Pilgrims them pretty much.
Literally
yeah.
does not, like, say, hey, I'm sorry, Kodonoha, I don't really like you anymore. Like, I don't feel like this is working out. I like Sakai, so I'm going to date her.
But that's, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. But, like, that's also part of it, too, though. So I guess, like, you know, that's part of, like, the whole thing.
I guess. I understand that and everything. That's fine. But it really pissed me off. And then the worst part about it was Setsuna, like, gets into the picture and, you know, is, like, literally mean-mugging Kotonoha and is all like, come on, Makoto, you know, you have to come this way. Like, you have to do, like, class committee shit for the school fair, blah, blah, blah. Like, literally getting in the middle of something that literally has nothing to do with her. You know, and again, like, Makoto is just avoiding the whole kind of, like, breaking up with Kotonoha and numerous of times throughout the whole entire thing, you know, people kept asking Makoto, like, aren't you still dating bitch face, whatever her name is, I just said it, Kotonoha, and he's all like, what, you know, no, I broke that off a long time ago, like, I don't know what you're talking about, like, and then Setsuna is just flat out tells him, like, you have to break this off, like, officially. Like, you need to do it now. So it was just, man, it was so bad.
I agree. Like, there's some pacing issues. It's a little sluggish sometimes.
Writing
doesn't really explore some of the themes as much as it could. And, you know,
the school fair was honestly, like, I think the school fair really pissed me off.
That was later in the show, right?
Also, yeah. And then also, like, a lot of the later events after the school fair.
The festival where they have to dance in front of the fire.
Yeah, the folk dance. But, like, when Makoto started dating Sakai, you know, all the classmates started picking on Kotonoha.
Oh, yeah, that was brutal.
And I'm all like,
that was way worse than anything, like, that Makoto
why
did.
Why are you picking on her? You know, this is, like, I honestly had a lot of sympathy for Kotonoha a lot in this show. I think, honestly,
she was, like, the one nice person.
Literally, she did nothing. Like, absolutely nothing. Yeah, she wasn't, like, the best, like, cook or anything like that. But, you know, there was zero reason for anybody to, like, pick on her and bully her and stuff. Excuse me. Like, throughout the school festival, she was stuck with, like, front desk duty for her class, for, like, her haunted house thing and everything. She wasn't even able to, like, walk around the school festival or anything like that. Like, no.
She kept checking her phone and stuff.
Yeah.
And she's just like, she's like so, like, dependent on Makoto because, like, she doesn't really have a lot of friends either. She's right. Just like awkward. And I think the other girls are jealous of her because the guys look at her because she has big boobs. And that's like, that's what happens. Which is funny because I think that's like that can happen in real life sometimes. Where, like, if a girl is too attractive, like, other girls get very jealous and, like, tear her down and stuff.
Yeah, I kind of
guys don't do that as much. Weirdly enough,
a little bit when I was in high school.
Senbob.
Guys, we kind of just, like, punch each other, but we don't do like the really, like, mind fuckery that girls do. We just like physically we're like, oh, blah, you know.
But honestly, like, throughout the whole school festival, like, Makoto was, like, honestly pissing me off. Like, he I really wanted to throw my shoe at the TV.
Well, so like the other girls kept bringing him away to avoid Katonoha. Like that's how they were bullying her. So like they were excluding her from
everything.
Setsuna
kept pulling him away, like trying to
and,
avoid
like, he,
and everything.
He kind of wanted to talk to her, but like he couldn't, and like everyone was busy or whatever. So.
And then, well, then also, like, I mean, but also when he did get pulled away and then started banging him, it's like, dude, why are you
doing him a favor?
No, like, I don't slut shame, but I'm slut shaming him, okay? It's just like,
whoa.
He was,
I know,
honestly,
you
want to
break it
he
off.
He was doing it the wrong way. Like, I don't care. Like, he was really doing it in a sleazy way as well. Now at this point, like, at the school festival, he's already, like, kind of in that committed relationship with Sakai.
Yeah.
And their relationship was actually really cute. In all honesty, like...
Yeah, he should have just dated her the whole
very
time.
Very beginning, yeah. I personally... He should have just went with Sakai because...
Could have had a nice show.
Their chemistry like, was good.
It is partly Katonoha's fault. Like, she got bullied, but also she needed to see that, like, he didn't like her, that, like, he didn't actually, I don't know, he wasn't ready to date her, if that makes sense. And she couldn't figure that out.
He wasn't ready to date anyone.
Well, exactly. Like, he was just talking to every girl and, like, ignoring her and being an asshole. And, like, so it is, like, I am, like, partially victim blaming her, not for getting bullied, but for, like, forgetting, but for just, like, not dropping him, you know? If she would have just dropped him gone on with her day, like, maybe it would have been a little better. I don't know.
What's that other?
But I mean, it's like the first love thing. She had like the puppy love, and she was like, you know, enamored or whatever. And if you're in high school, you can't really handle that stuff that as easily as an adult can do it. So
the one thing that honestly, like, really just threw me up the wall was when fucking Makoto, Otome, the girl with the ponytail, she literally just pulled Makoto into, like, that break room area to fucking have sex with him.
Oh, yeah. Was that his childhood best friend? What's her name?
They were in middle school.
Middle school.
They were in, like, the same class in middle school and stuff. And she kind of liked him back in middle school too, but she didn't have the courage to, like, confess to him and stuff.
Oh, Otome. Yeah, I think that was her name.
Yeah, Otome. Yeah.
She was the hottest one, I think, probably. That's my contribution.
Okay. Whatever.
They all look the same. They're all cartoons.
Once, like, he started fucking sleeping with Otome, and then it was, I don't know if he slept with Setsuna, but Setsuna kind of, like, encouraged him before she left for France and stuff.
Yeah, so, like, she was a little bit complex.
She was annoying too, honestly. Like,
yeah,
all,
I mean,
of
all
these
were.
Characters were really bad.
Because Setsuna, she liked that he like stood up to the bullies and stuff, and that he was a shithead, but like he still kind of, he was, it's funny because like Makoto was still less of a bad person than the bullying girls. So like she saw that in him, even though it wasn't much, but, and so she liked that. And then on top of that, like, it just became a feeding frenzy, right? Because, like, all of the...
Yeah, all,
like,
of the fucking girls started...
One,
like,
girl liked him, and then he became, like, a status symbol, and he became... It's, like, a pre-selection thing, like, you know, just, like, animals, like, flinging shit at each other or whatever, so...
And then, like, all the, like, those groupies that were around Otome, like, they all fucking went to Makoto's house, and...
Because, like, he was a sure thing. Like,
one
they
girl,
knew that he could
one
do
girl
it,
like,
know?
when Makoto opened the door, and the one girl who was, like, outside of the apartment, and she saw the other two, she's all like, oh, wow, so it's really going to be like this, huh?
Yeah.
And Makoto's like, yeah, like, come on, it'll be great.
Two chicks at the same time, man.
What the fuck?
So
that's like, I think that happens in real life too. Like, just like one dude just gets freaking,
oh my
just
God.
Everybody.
So just to talk about the culmination of all this, the ending, and this is kind of what I was alluding to earlier when Nick was asking me the questions about, like, you know, when I was mentioning, like, me and Quokka did not know. I think Matt kind of knew, but I don't remember. But anyway, yeah, so basically what happens is Makoto is a piece of shit. Everyone finds out. Sakai says that she's pregnant with his baby after they boned. And then...
she says this. Now, was it really true? We don't actually know.
I believe it was fake in the anime. But, like...
She kind of got the delirium that Katonoha had, where she became, like, obsessed with him.
Yeah, so then...
yeah, because she fucking found out that, like, he was sleeping around with all these other bitches.
Yeah, so, yeah, so they were... I can't believe so they, she didn't basically, know. Everyone finds out, and then...
oh, the worst... no, they find out because at the festival, right, the girl bullies videotape everybody...
oh, yeah, they
everybody.
Fucking put a hidden camera in that
they,
little
they do a hidden
area.
Camera and, like, yeah. Watch every couple and, like, guy and girl and, like, people are cheating, and it's just fucking crazy, like...
they basically did, like, a fucking, yeah, like, a whole fucking... they blew up the shit. And so in episode 11, I think, or 10 or 11... Kotonoha is, like, ready to go and, like, do some shit. Like, her soul is not in her eyes.
Yeah,
like, she's
because,
about to
like,
kill
somebody. That was around when they were cleaning up for the after the festival was done. That was when, like, Makoto kind of told Kotonoha, like, I don't want to be with you anymore. Like, I don't like you anymore. I'm going to be with Sakai. And that's kind of when she, like, had her little... mental breakdown. And honestly, that was when that happened, and like they were showing signs of like her in the kitchen, and then, you know, there was the little scene like a small frame of like the kitchen knives, and then you know, you just see Kotonoha like just roaming around. I don't know, they don't say like exactly where they are in Japan. I'm just gonna say it's Tokyo. But she's just roaming around Tokyo, and she actually finds Sakai, and there's like a, you can hear like kind of metal clinking in her bag, and that's kind of like the sign that she has the knives in her bag. So right then and there, I actually thought something was going to happen. And I was just like, oh, finally, like, someone's going to get stabbed right now. Like,
so the part I'm talking about is at the end of episode 11. There's, like, a part where Sakai goes to, like, she's, like, cooking at his place or whatever. And then he's fucked up, right? He's like, oh, shit, I'm out of here. And he dips, and he runs into Kotonoha outside, and she's pretty much mind broken at this point. Yeah. And then he hugs her back, and he's like, no, I want to be with you. I'm really sorry for everything. And then she hugs him back, and then the life comes back to her eyes, and she's happy. And then basically what happens is Sakai kills Makoto because she finds out. And then...
fucking then finally,
she,
too.
Then she gets a text and to meet Kotonoha on the roof, and then Kotonoha slices
well,
her
actually,
neck
with her. No, she... so...
no, so wait, so...
She, after she stabbed Makoto, she actually went home and she got a text message from Makoto's phone saying,
Oh, dude. That was so fucking epic. And like, and Kotonoha, she still loves him so much. She cuts off his head and puts it in a fucking duffel bag. Woo!
Yeah. So
that's love right there.
But then when Sakai goes to the roof, it's Kotonoha, and then she kills Sakai with a dozuki. And
that
then
was fucking badass.
It's during her like monologue at the end, it's implied that she cut her open to see if there was a fetus.
Right. Yeah, she asks Sakai, because with the when, you know, Makoto finally found out that Sakai was quote unquote pregnant, Makoto told Sakai, Kotonoha has a like hospital, like a doctor for you to go see to like get an abortion and stuff like that. And so when they were on the roof, Kotonoha like asked Sakai, like, did you go see that doctor? Like, she's really good. You know, you can, you'll be in good hands and stuff like that. And Sakai was all like, no, fuck no. Like, I'm not going to, you know, go to a doctor that you recommended and stuff. Like, so, and that's why she, like, killed her and cut her open to, like, see if there was proof that she was pregnant.
Well, no, that's not, okay, so everything building up to it is why she killed her, because Kotonoha killed Sekai because Sekai killed Makoto.
Right.
That was it. And then she cut her open, and she's standing above the body, and there's a slit. You're looking out from the slit, like the camera is the
right.
is in the crevice, and you can see Kotonoha standing over it, and she's like, in the translation that I watched, I don't know how it says in Crunchyroll, it says in my translation, she says, it was a lie after all. There was no one in there. So
right, yeah, because she was talking about a fetus.
Well, and also she's talking about Sekai's like soul or like her personality, right? There's no
that's
one in there.
That's not how I got out of that.
But you could interpret it like that too. It's both. That's why I fucking love that line.
I think that's also why Nick was trying to make sure the version
yeah,
you watched
I think
had
you
that
watched,
translation.
Did yeah. that have that translate? Is that what they said on there?
That's what they said, and that's what
okay, good.
That's what they also said in the 9 anime one. The 9
yeah, exactly.
anime version was also talking about a clinic and
that
like
site is
a
so
hospital
pop-up
and
heavy.
Everything like that too. Just so you know.
So the
yeah.
whole thing. So I'm just. Trying
but it,
to,
I was watching another version earlier that did not have that line, and that's why
oh,
I was
okay.
making sure because like there's another translation that's shitty and yeah. It's
so fine. I was just trying to summarize this quickly. We don't need all the details. But like, basically, after that,
I fucking
that,
love that line, dude.
She
There's
basically
no one
after
there.
That she goes to find Makoto's body, cuts off the head, and then goes on a boat to float on this like a river on a sailboat, and she cuddles the head and says, "We can be together forever now. Like we're good." Like
yeah,
and
so
it's
the,
like this, yeah, nice.
Yeah,
boat.
It's like a bittersweet ending. It's like sad kind of.
It's really fucked up.
it's the bad end, right? The bad end. That's
yeah.
that's what it was.
Well, it's an original ending, and they decided to just make it a
yeah.
bad one. Yeah.
And so the nice boat meme is from 4chan when this was airing, because there was an attack in Japan. A 16-year-old girl killed her father with an axe in Kyoto, and the scene was just so similar to that. Like they do this all the time with anime. They'll delay it. They did the same
yeah.
thing with Tears of the Kingdom because Queen Elizabeth died. They just delayed the announcement of something. So
yeah.
like, which I thought that was fucking hilarious, by the way. Tears of the Kingdom is the name of it as Queen Elizabeth dies.
Fucking weird.
Okay. Anyway. But yeah, so like, and I think that happened with, it happens with tons of anime. So what they did is they aired a half hour of unrelated scenery while Air on a G-String played in the background, and there was a Norwegian ferry, and I'm on the Know Your Meme page right now, and that's
yeah.
what they're saying. So everybody in 4chan just kept saying nice boat, and that like that was the discussion of the episode, and then they finally aired the episode.
Yeah, they actually did air it in Akihabara 3D theater too,
mm-hmm.
and
you had to
show your ID.
Yeah, you
stuff.
Had to
yeah.
register via email, and you also had to be above the age of 18, and you had to show ID proof in order for you
and
to
bring a Windows
it.
Copy of the game.
Oh, and a copy of the game or any
yeah.
of the sequels that came
oh
out
my God.
After.
This is weird. The interest over time, nice boat meme actually started in like 2000 fucking 4. I don't
weird.
Know why. That's super
so,
weird.
So I will just say this really quick. If you don't want to hear this, I'm going to just say them really quick. Hopefully I can say them quickly, but like I'll tell you the endings of the visual novel right now. So if you want to play the game, don't listen to this. Just cover your ears for like a minute. So there's a few endings. There's one ending called The Bloody End where Kotonoha slits Sakai's throat with a dozuki. And so here's the thing about the visual novel is
I'm probably
a lot
just
going to
literally just Google, like go on YouTube and watch it.
Actually, you should because they're pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it's fun to do.
Because the thing about the visual novel itself is that instead of using a lot of still images, like a lot of previous ones before it, there's actually a lot of animation in it. So,
right.
like, anyway, she cuts her throat, and then Makoto sees it, and it just ends. And he's like, what the fuck? And it's, like, literally in the middle of, like, a train station. And then in another ending called Forever, Kotonoha jumps off the roof of a school, landing headfirst on purpose in front of Makoto and Sakai right as they're walking out the front door.
That was the one that you talked about in the episode, the first review.
Oh, okay. So then, I watched it when it happened. So like, and then there's the ending called Christmas Eve, and like Makoto and Kodonoha, just like they end up together and it's fine. Nothing else happens. And then there's like the great great superficial fake ass ending where he ends up with both of them. They all get along.
Oh my god, polyamorous
relationship. Yeah. So it's kind of stupid. A lot of people go for that ending because, like, they don't want to see the other the other two. And then, like, you know, the boring, you know, whatever. But the apparently, like, there's not one ending that is counts as canon. It's just they're all canon and you just get whatever depending on your choices. So the anime one is, like, original. So it's, like, it's a different experience. And that's kind of what I liked about it because... You know, a lot of times when they adapt visual novels, you know, they do too many things. And I think that's kind of where the writing in this suffered, though, because the way my experience with School Days is it's really boring in the beginning. Then in the middle, you just get really angry and annoyed that this character is just stupid.
Yeah.
And then by the end, like the ending, I feel like you have to slag through a bunch of bullcrap to get to the cool ending, which is... Everyone dies. All time favorite.
This is one of the all time best anime endings.
But that's why it's hilarious because you're slagging through what you think is just like this other boring romance anime, and then it like, in my opinion, Kodonoha should have murdered everybody, and then
I hope she went after the girl bullies,
dude. I hope she murked them. Yeah, like so... This is one of those animes where, like, a yandere happens, and I'm like, good for her.
So do you want to know what I wanted to happen?
Oh, yeah, Danny. Okay, so wait, hold on a sec. Before Danny, before you give your final thoughts and we get out of here, I want to hear Nick's. I think we know Nick, for the most part, what his opinion is. But, like, what's your final thought on, like, how, you know, on all of it, rather? Kanashimi no mukou e to tadori tsukeru nara boku wa mou iranai yo nukumori mo ashita mo. Just really quickly before Danny goes, since it's her review, you know what I mean?
Like, oh yeah, wait, Danny is the climax. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just the fucking dry wristy.
You're the yes. Right. Yeah, you're the reach around.
So
you're the stranger.
Yeah. Like I said, School Days has one of the best all-time anime endings.
It really
for
does.
For a TV show. It actually does. despite the sloppy, somewhat unexplored midsection of the show, with you got a lot of weak characters. You know, like his best friend is kind of not that good of a character. There's a couple of girls who are kind of meh. There's a few though that are interesting, but so like this show just explores. It's just like it plays it very straight. Like, what would happen if the male character in a harem anime just got with every girl? And like right. This is what would happen, you know, or what could happen, yeah. Because things just like spiral out of control pretty much, and I guess I get a little suckered in with like the idea of it, which is kind of bad because like I'm usually like a presentation kind of person. I feel like okay, if the presentation's good, the idea doesn't matter that much. And the presentation here was like it was okay. So the main thing, the thing that really brought it up for me was the music, the soundtrack, the scene where I think Sekai's stabbing and killing Makoto. When it starts playing that song, goosebumps, man. Fucking epic song right there. Holy shit. Sam, you can like add it into the episode here, but there's that. And then every single ending theme was different, which I liked. It felt like so nostalgic and it was just cool. Like I listen to the soundtrack sometimes. That's how good it is.
I'm just going to use the soundtrack as the ending part instead of one of the EDs because like that song is like, ugh.
Just going ham on him. It's like ominous. It's a catchy song. Yeah.
I'll go ahead and say that's one part I hate. I wish it was Kotonoha that killed him and not her. I'll say that right now.
But I kind of like it though. I mean, I can see why they did the choice they did. But anyway, yeah, I'm reading another Bob Daw review, which I always talk about Bob Daw. Well, I used to always talk about him. I think he worked for Anime News Network at one point. But yeah, he has like a very like a mini thing on his blog. But he's basically saying that this show is like a critique of the idea of winning girls. It's like a very negative show. Harems can be ugly things, and you know there's bad behavior and all that, and that's what the show is saying. And he also says that it can get sluggish and it doesn't explore the themes as well as it could. And he's like, oh, the last thing he says, the points are more interesting than the package they're wrapped in. I kind of agree with that, but I also think the music is so good that it makes up for it. So I get suckered in by music. But yeah, it's a great show. It would be on my top 50 of the decade. I don't know where I'd put it. I'd have to watch a lot more shows, first of all. So
yeah, which we're planning on right now. We plan the live stream.
I jokingly gave it a 10 on Mal, just so people watch it. It's not
see
a 10.
See that right there? Look, that's when you're knocking too much. Like,
it's
I'm
a
just,
half
like,
joke. It's a half joke. It's probably like a 7.
That's why I was always talking shit about this show in the beginning, because I'm like, dude, you're knocking around too much.
But anyway, yeah, that was it. Sorry, I filibustered. Now Dani can't pass her
you're just excited because it's your favorite show. It's fine, yeah. Dani, yeah. Okay. Final thoughts, Dani. What did you think about School Days?
Dani, time to
thank
obliterate
thank you for
me.
100 Spotify ratings. Let's go.
Yeah, so...
She loved it. All right, this has been Sam and Dan.
I give it 7... No, I give it 10 duffel bags in... heads in duffel bags.
Heads in duffel bags.
No, I give it 10 broken condoms out of 10, just like last week.
I give it 7. I'll say 7 just because like that's like my
7.
It's
because
of the ending. 7 dozukis out of 10.
Okay.
Which is the saw thing that Kodonoha uses. Okay, Dani, go ahead.
Well, so actually I'm with you, Sam. I wanted Kodonoha to fucking murder Makoto. Like, I really wanted her to go ham after she kind of like her eyes just were soulless and everything like that. Like, I really wanted her to like once they met up in the street, I really just wanted her to pull out one of those knives and just fucking stab him because.
Just mark him on spot.
Just mark him. Yeah, just mark him on spot. I don't care if it's, like, out in public. Like, just do it. Just, yeah. Yeah. I do not like this show. I really don't. Honestly, I think the only thing that is going for with this show is probably the opening. The OP is decent, and I do like the song in it.
Oh, it's like really upbeat too.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, it's one of those OPs where you really don't know like the real motive on the show. It just honestly looks like a typical slice of life anime.
Yeah, there's like no hint in the OP
right,
of what's
zero,
to come.
Nothing, like at all.
That's
like,
what's hilarious about it.
So, also,
but the endings get progressively like more ominous, I think.
Yeah, it's just like I'm telling you, my brain hurt when I was watching this. Like, I can feel my brain hurting and developing a headache because I was watching this abomination of a show. Like,
we need to put the Billy Madison thing in here, where he's like, "That made us all dumber for what you just said."
Yeah,
you
know literally. What I mean? Yeah. That's yep.
That's
yep.
Danny's opinion of the show.
Yep, exactly, 100%.
All right, here's Danny's opinion right here.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
All right.
Also, another thing is, I don't care what anyone says, but Kazuya from Rent-A-Girlfriend is a million times better than Makoto.
Oh, God.
So
no.
Fuck all you guys. Fuck all you guys, okay?
He can't even confess right.
I don't care, okay? At He's least a soft Kazuya, boy. At least Kazuya isn't a fucking fuck boy. And you know, yes, I'm slut shaming Makoto, but Makoto is a fucking slut, okay?
I'm not shaming
in like
him.
The worst way, like
that
not even
literally
did what
the
he
worst
do.
Way. Yeah,
like
yeah.
like not even like you know, not like the sex worker slut who's out there making a living. Not even the slut where it's like,
oh shit, dude,
we like
need
me.
Them. We need them, dude.
You know, like where I'm just like open about it. You're like, yeah, I'll fuck you.
Yeah,
you
if you're if you're single and honest, you know, all that. You
like,
know.
Well, I'm not
he
single.
Does it,
I'm
he's
still,
not
you know.
Honest.
Well, you're okay. If you're honest and everybody else is on the same page, there you
the
go.
The problem yeah. with Makoto is that.
I haven't had sex in 4 years.
That's his problem.
That's his problem. He doesn't like own up to like his sluttery.
Well, he's got to be like 16 or something, right?
Well,
or
I mean, but like that's like that. The whole point of being 16 is being, you know, is just, you know, being adventurous, experiencing, you know, body language and like
I don't think people
experimenting
do that anymore
with your body. So like with Makoto, like he just, you know, he didn't even break up with Kotonoha, literally just did not, like, just completely avoided that whole situation and just started dating Sakai. And then, you know, all of a sudden started this weird shit with all the other girls in the school. And then all of a sudden now his house is a fucking brothel because he's having sex and orgies with more girls. So it's like,
hell yeah.
He's not being honest with the people he is in quote unquote committed relationships with and actually talking to them about what he actually really wants. And what he really wants is just to fuck. Like, he doesn't want to be in relationships. He just wants to fuck.
I just want bang, bang, bang. I don't want relationship. I just want bang, bang, bang.
Boom, 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 boom. I want you in my room.
And I mean, there's nothing wrong with just wanting to fuck, but like, don't be in fucking committed relationships with people if you're just going to bang. Like,
unless you're Sam.
Yeah, unless you're me.
And you can handle it. Or if you're doing a key party, like, you know. The swingers, like, but you have to have a mustache in order to do that.
And bell bottoms.
That is the law. You have to have a mustache if you're a swinger.
Know the law. Okay, Danny, so basically you hate it because you hate sluts. Or you hate Makoto sluts.
I hate Makoto sluts, yes. And I wish I could score it as a zero, but I can't give it a zero. I'm going to give it the closest thing. 2 is 0, and that is 0.4.
Wait, 0.4? Why
Annie
not
list,
0.5?
I'm allowed to do. I can do decimal readings.
Oh, it doesn't let you go below 0.4.
Well, so on my phone, that's weird. On the Annie list app, how they rate things, they give you options on like how the story was, how the characters were, music, visuals, and stuff.
So you put 0.1 for each one and then ended up at 0.4?
No, I did put some higher than some others,
okay.
And then it automatically kind of like calculates.
Averages out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So yeah.
0.4 what out of what?
Or out of 10? 0.4 out of nice boats out of 10.
It's a half of a boat.
It's a half of a boat.
0.4.
Yeah.
It's 2/5 of a boat.
0.4.
It's taking on water.
Babies.
That actually makes sense. The boat is taking on water.
Okay.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah. Sorry, Very King. Funny. I did not give it. Your expectation rating.
I gave it a 10. Sam gave it what, a 7?
7. Because
Danny gave it a point 4.
I appreciate it as a word.
I love it.
You know
I
mean?
Love the disparity.
Oh, yeah. I found what King wrote. He wrote anything above a 2 out of 10 is an absolute win.
Well, sorry.
And it is not.
It's above a 0.2.
It is above a 0.2, but still, it's not
That's
a win.
Funny,
I'm
man.
Sorry, King.
That's so funny. Shout out to King. He's one of the hosts of Anime Plummet, and he really wanted Danny to like School Days.
Literally,
that did not happen.
Probably, I mean, one of the few people who were excited about me reading this.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, anyways, thank you, Danny, for doing that. You took one for the Pacho.
Yeah.
I will be sure that Honey Bear.
We got to punish me and Sam next somehow.
No.
It's only fair.
God, Nick, you're like the teacher's pet. We're like, oh, excuse me, Miss Crabtree, what about homework?
Well, no, it's like when Nick. Mr. Burns is slapping a bunch of people and he's like, oh, Smithers, make me slap him. Now you. Now give me a taste. Now all three.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, dude. So, that 100 Spotify ratings, Danny reviews School Days, and we are going to do a live stream, which we still have to plan and talk about. I imagine it's going to happen sometime in January or February. But that
well,
live stream
I have my
is
comp
just,
set up.
Yeah, that live stream is just going to be us hanging out. We'll do a Q&A. We'll do giveaways throughout the whole thing. We'll play some video games, maybe. You know, just kind of hang out and have fun. Might be a couple hours or so. Nothing too fancy or big. But that being said, I love you guys very much. I'll keep you updated on that. Thanks for listening every week, of course. And yeah, be on the lookout for Anime Plummet if you're a patron. That comes in the first episode December 4th. And then the first episode will be public December 11th on the Anime Plummet RSS feed, which we will include on the links.animesummit.net link tree. Okay? So thank you very much. Hope you guys enjoyed that review. I've been Tom. That's been Danny. That's been Nick. Nice boat. And this has been the Anime Summit Podcast.
Makoto puts the ass in enthusiast.